Listen. Really listen. For I have something to say unto you. And you who have asked for help, listen as if your help were being given. I that speak unto you now am the I of you. And it is to me that you have turned and requested help. And I answer you now. I am that I am. I am that I presence. You have turned to that I am, and that which I am, hoping to have a healing. You want to restore strength to your body, stability to your mind. You want to restore financial abundance where there appears lack in your life. You want to find your niche in life where you feel lost. You want to have a healing of your internal organs. Close your eyes. You are supposed to be listening. Down here in the depths of your being, it's the only place I can speak to you. Now listen. Really, really listen. Demonstrate I. It is time to put aside childish things. It is time to stop trying to demonstrate a new heart, a new liver, new lungs, a new source of money, a new companion, a new body, a new mind, a new direction in your life. It is time to put up these childish things. You are playing with toys, with mental images. Some mental images appearing bad, some mental images appearing good. All of them appearing personal, as in your life, or your neighbor's life, or your relative's life, or your spouse's life, or your children's life, or your parents' life. And all the time, I stand at the door of your consciousness and knock. Demonstrate I. You are not going to receive a healing. So stop trying. Your blessing does not lie in that direction. You are trying to manipulate a mental image. God is not in the mental image. God is not in a good mental image. God is not in the mind. Stop it. I cannot be thought. You have opened book after book, and you have read, "Accept the Lord, build the house, they labor in vain." I within you am the Lord. I build the house, not you, not your thoughts, not your trying to get a hold of me and funnel me into the problem area in your life. Your life is the house you built, and it is in shambles. Now, are you ready? Are you ready to let the Lord build the house? Let I build my house, and temple not made with your hands, a temple not made with your mind, a temple not made with mental images. Demonstrate I. I in the midst of you. Come now, even deeper within. Let these mental images dissolve. And if not dissolve, set them aside now. I am the life. But this you must know as a living experience. You must let I build the life, be the life. Center down. Be still. I am here. I will build the life. You must let me. I am the way. Nothing you can know with your mind is the way. Stop that. Take no thought. Do not hold a single concept of what I am. Come here. Come here now. Empty-handed. Let I reveal I am. I am the truth. There is no truth about a personal identity, a mental image. Let it go. What is that to thee? Let the heathen, the mental images, rage. Let the wheat and the tares grow side by side. Let them consume you if they can. You are not going to demonstrate a healing. Stop it. And now that you have stepped out of that battle, why don't you rest here within your consciousness and let I reveal my life? I will never change your mental images. I will not heal them. And so every effort you have made in that direction, you need to stop now and be still about it. Demonstrate I will build thy temple, thy consciousness. I will give you the consciousness of abundance. I will give you the consciousness of omnipresence. I will give you the consciousness of eternal life. I. Not I in a book. Not I in a person. Not I in heaven. I. Within you. Demonstrate I. You cannot demonstrate I, but you can be a beholder as I demonstrate myself. And so, what are you to do? You are to rest. There remaineth a rest to the people of God. You are putting aside childish beliefs in healings. you are becoming a spiritual adult, a people of God. And for you there remaineth a rest. Here, in your inner temple, rest back. Be still. I am in the midst of thee. I am omnipresence flowing. I am omniscience knowing. I am omnipotence revealing. In the silence, there is no power. There is only I, demonstrating I. I really am the life, and to see my life, you must let go of yours. I will not fail thee. I really am omniscience, but to hear my voice, you must be unknowing. I am omnipotence, but to feel my power, you must be still. Demonstrate I. You cannot manipulate I. You cannot channel I. You cannot have thought about I. Yet I am here, in the very midst of thee, and I function at a moment ye are absolutely still, not trying, not reaching, not grasping, not praying, not asking, but still. Be still and know that I am. I will restore the lost years of the locusts. And the locusts are these mental images you have played with all these years. It is time to stop playing. Do not try to channel me into your life. Give me your life. Loose him, loose her, and let him go. Let her go. I will give you I life. Demonstrate I. demonstrate I in the midst of thee am mighty. I in the midst of thee am your invisible life. Take your mind off of the appearance, the mental image. Take your mind off of the problem. Take your mind off of the solution. Take your mind off of your life. You have built the house, and it is very, very unstable. Now, let go. I will build thy house. I will be thy house. I am the only presence, the only life. I am the only supply. I am the only companion. I will demonstrate that I am. Except I build the house, they labor in vain. Stop your labors. Put up your tools. I have come to give you I life, and you do not know what that is. In quietness, in confidence, I give you I life. It is I. Be not afraid. Do not be afraid to lean back in a moment of unknowing into the I within you. Do not be afraid to trust I. I have meat to eat that ye know not of. I have an infinite body that ye know not of. I have an eternal life that ye know not of. How then are you to know me, that I am? Take all of your desires, all of your wishes, all of your hopes. Take all of your mental images and be still about them. Be still and know I. demonstrate I, and only I am your mind. I am your body, the very substance and essence of your form. I am your soul. I am the spirit flowing through you. I am God. And I and you are I. And I say unto you, I want you to demonstrate I. Come into your temple, which I am, again and again and again, until you have put aside childish things and have one demonstration, the I that I am. I am the life. Demonstrate I. Here is a problem. It appears to be happening in a personal life, a human life. There's a problem with elimination or assimilation of the food that I eat. There's a problem with my finances. I seem to be short or lacking funds that I need. Who is this? Who is this? I never made him. I never made her. Who is this? This is a mental image. An image life. A thought life. A life appearing as an image in thought. And you would ask God to heal that? You are hypnotized. You are focused on a mental image. God cannot heal that. So what to do? What to do about that life appearing to me? Nothing. Do nothing. Loose him and let him go. Nonsense. There is no such life. Yes, there's a mental image, but that's not a life. That's a mental image. And this mental image is universal. It belongs to no one. How can it belong to anyone if there's no personal life? So this is an impersonal mental image, just floating in the universe, appearing to my consciousness. And I do not meet an appearance on the level of an appearance. So what am I to do about it? Nothing. Loosen and let him go. Now, I turn within my temple, the temple of my consciousness. Except the Lord, I build the house. They labor in vain. What am I supposed to do? Nothing. I within am the way. Well then, be very, very still. I fulfill myself. I build the house. I form the temple, not made with your hands, not made with your mind, not made with your mental images. I, invisible, I, incorporeal, I, immortal being, form myself. Stand still. I am in the midst of you now. I invisibly go forth. I build the house eternal in the heavens. Watch, watch. I am invisible. I am moving. I am flowing. I am building. I am revealing. I am being. I am. I. I will not fail at any time, ever. Behold, I stand at your door and knock. If you open unto me, I will build thy house. I will build thy consciousness. What you knew with your mind was only a step, only a something to get you here within your being, a guidepost to turn you within. And now, having served its purposes, let it go. From here on out, I must build your temple. I will build your consciousness of truth. I will build your consciousness of life. I will build your consciousness of abundance. I will build your conscious awareness of I. I will be your consciousness. Spirit is what I name myself. Spirit is what I name you. Spirit is not something you can hold on to. Spirit is not something you can think. Spirit is something that flows like the wind. And in your stillness, Spirit flows through you and as you, as your very own living consciousness. Come into this upper chamber in which I appear to you. And I speak to you when I say now, receive ye the Holy Spirit. Where the Spirit is, there is liberty. Not liberty from bad mental images. Liberty from all mental images. Liberty from a personal life. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is my life. There I am. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Rest from doing, rest from knowing, rest from trying, rest from wanting, rest from desiring, rest from being. Come unto me, be still. I am grace. Rest in I. Behold, I shall make all things new. I shall make you in my image and likeness. I shall make you a new self. Demonstrate I. Nothing else. Nothing else. I. come here often within your consciousness. Only from now on, come here to commune with I within you. Feel me. Know me. I will build thy house. It is not what you can do. It is not anything you can know. It is how deeply can you rest in I. The deeper your rest, the deeper your stillness, the greater I am as an experience. Now, and from now on, you have one work, one task, one mission. Demonstrate I. I alone. I. How will you know when you have touched the hem of I consciousness? You will know first by an inner rest that comes to you, a complete soul rest. And you will know second when that rest, when that I, begins to build your house. And harmony and peace are restored. If this is not yet your experience, come within again and again. This is the way. I am the way. You must contact I, and I am the life. I, in the very midst of your being, am living you. When you attain this state of rest, I will demonstrate you. Return here within your consciousness as many times as you must, until I have made myself known, until you have felt my living presence. And in the stillness, you will be a beholder as I demonstrate that I am. And to them gave he power to become the sons of God, or I am demonstrated. Demonstrate I.